From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Foreign ministers from the Group of Seven wrap up their first day of talks in Japan. Global security, the refugee crisis, and political instability were focal points of their discussions. They were also expected to discuss maritime security in the South China Sea and recent nuclear and ballistic missile provocations from North Korea.
Я прийняв рішення скласти повноваження.
That's Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk. He says he's resigning. He said in a television speech that he hopes his resignation will give Ukraine a chance to adopt electoral, constitutional, and judicial reforms and to join the European Union and NATO. His resignation is to be formally submitted to Parliament Tuesday. About 100 people died. Hundreds of others were injured when a fire broke out Sunday at a temple in the southern Indian state of Kerala. Thousands had gathered at the Puttangal Devi Temple in Paravur to witness the fireworks display being held as part of an annual religious festival. Officials say a shed where fireworks were stored went up in flames after a spark fell on it, setting off a series of explosions, which you can hear here, and a huge fire that spread quickly. A stampede ensued, and many people were injured as they tried to flee the area. Belgian prosecutors said Sunday the terrorist cell linked to the November attacks in Paris was planning a second attack in France, but last month decided to hit Brussels instead. The Brussels bombings at an airport and at a commuter rail station killed 32 people. It came the same day after police arrested key suspect Salah Abdeslam in the city of Molenbeek. This is VOA News. Macedonian police fired tear gas and rubber bullets at hundreds of migrants as they tried to break through a border fence on the Greek side of the country's shared border. Macedonian officials say a group of migrants left their camp Sunday and moved toward the fence after rumors had spread throughout the camp that Macedonia would soon be opening its border. When police denied the rumors, hundreds of migrants tried to scale the fence while others threw stones, demanding to be allowed to cross. U.S. President Barack Obama is guaranteeing he won't intervene in the government's investigation of how the leading Democratic presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton, used a private server email account while she was his Secretary of State from 2009 to 2013. Mr. Obama told Fox News Sunday in an interview taped last week that Clinton did not jeopardize national security through her use of a private email server.
But I also think it is important to keep this in perspective. This is somebody who has served her country for 4 years as Secretary of State and did an outstanding job, and no one has suggested that in some ways, as a consequence of how she handled emails, that detracted from her excellent ability to carry out her duties.
President Obama. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter is in India. His visit is coming at a time of increased cooperation between the militaries of the two countries. Carter told reporters after arriving Sunday that the two countries' defense ministers will discuss activities and projects that reflect a closeness of the U.S.-India strategic relationship. British Prime Minister David Cameron, hoping to defuse controversy over profiting from his late father's offshore funds, took the unusual step Sunday of releasing a summary of the last 6 years of his tax returns. Those returns sparked another controversy, this one over financial gifts the Prime Minister received from his mother in 2011, a year after the death of his father. British media immediately questioned the tax implications of the gifts. A strong earthquake centered in northeast Afghanistan rattled parts of Central and South Asia Sunday. AFP reports one person killed, but there were no other immediate reports of fatalities or substantial damage. Peruvians went to the polls Sunday for the first round of a presidential election. That election expected to lead to a runoff. Djibouti opposition leaders are rejecting the results of their country's presidential election. They cite fraud. Djibouti's ruling party declared Saturday President Ismail Omar Guelleh won Friday's presidential election, gaining 87% of the votes. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.